We're all familiar with and might participate in traditional winter sports, snowshoeing, skiing, snowmobiling, but painting outside in the winter? Turns out it's a big fun deal. And here to tell us all about the annual Winter Plein Air Retreat on Bearskin Lake, which starts this Sunday, are painters Neil Sherman and Michelle Wegler. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Neil and Michelle.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, we got Michelle on the phone and Neil in the studio live. Let's get a little background here first. I'm quite familiar with Neil, but Michelle, if you could go first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Neil, you're next.
Well, I'm a painter up in Duluth, and I got involved with the Outdoor Painters of Minnesota, which was very exciting because I like painting outdoors, and so it's been fun to meet other painters that like to do that. And Neil was instrumental in getting a group of us together to go up to West Bearskin for our winter outdoor painting.
That's right, Neil. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the Grand Marais area for 15 years, and I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota. I started studying plein air painting in 97 and really haven't looked back too much.
So the Outdoor Painters of Minnesota, OPM,
yep.
Pretty familiar group for, I'm sure, those that paint. But let's get a little background on that group, Neil. You're obviously a member.
Sure, yep. Yep.
And tell us a little bit about
outdoor painters. That started around 2002 with a group of painters, in Minneapolis, and I was one of those painters, and we just wanted to get together and kind of organize, painting, getting together with other like-minded people and get out and paint. And then it just sort of grew from there, and in 2012, they became incorporated, and then in 2015 they've got their 501(c) status, and they've kind of been growing ever since. I think there's 150 members now, and they do they sponsor exhibits across the state. Currently there's one at the state capitol with a bunch of painters from the group featuring paintings of Minnesota. They do the winter event here and the fall plein air event here in Grand Marais. They offer workshops and all kinds of different stuff for painters.
A lot of folks familiar with that fall event.
Yes.
As it's right in that prime time after radio waves.
Bookend by two big music events.
And a great time of year. And then I always love seeing them just popping up along the harbor and the seawall. And so now it's winter, the Winter Plein Air. And it's on West Bearskin Lake, which is on the edge of the Boundary Waters. And this will be the 11th year. And apparently, Neil and Michelle were there at the very first festival back in 2010.
Yes, I've been to every one.
Yeah, I was telling Dave that earlier. I think you might be the only one who's been to all of them.
I think I'm the only one. I think you missed like one or two, but I was to every one.
Well,
my favorite week of the year.
Could you tell us, as you know, you've been to them all, Michelle, you have the most, I think, experience. Is it the same group of folks coming every year? Are there every year meeting new folks, old friends? What's the flow of the crowd, and how big is it?
The crowd varies in size, around a dozen is, I think, pretty much a normal amount of people. We have 20 this year, which I think is the biggest group. There seems to be a core group that comes very frequently. Painters like Neil that, you know, really love the outdoor painting and are able to get there on a regular basis. And then there's sort of more peripheral ones that come once or twice. And then there's the ones that come once and go, no.
Yeah,
not for me.
The ones from California.
I was just going to say that it seems like every year we get some new people to, you know, coerce some new people to come up into the
woods. There's five new ones this year, I think.
Okay.
And are they mostly Minnesotans, or you get them all over the map?
It's mostly Minnesotans, but I know there's a couple from Wisconsin and maybe Michigan. There's a few like regional painters
like,
that come in.
I think there's somebody from Sioux Falls, isn't there?
There could be, yeah. Yeah,
I think you're right. You know, so I think they come the farthest.
Winter plein air. So a special retreat, it looks like, more than anything. There isn't a competition here, right, amongst the paintings?
No.
Unlike the fall where there's a jury and exhibits, this is strictly the process of painting, I think, and the Why, though? I'd love to know why. Why do you do it, Neil?
Why do I paint outside in the wintertime?
Yeah.
Well, part of it is I live in Minnesota. You don't really have a choice, I guess. You're sort of bound 6 months out of the year almost with snow. So you either, you know, don't paint for 6 months or you just get out in it. I like wintertime myself. It's just a beautiful time of year. And things just kind of become a little bit more mysterious, I think. And it's fun to capture that. And I would, you know, I would be amiss to say that there isn't a certain, what's the phrase, you know, a little badge of courage that you get for, you know, you earn your stripes when you, when you're out, when it's wicked cold.
NAR points.
Yeah.
I just had a drop of the NAR in from the, had a recent guest out of the Knowles.
Oh, is that what they call it? NAR?
Yeah, I guess. How about you, Michelle? What keeps you coming back? Why do you go in, you know, two
well,
minutes
initially
or less?
I went because they provided three meals a day.
That's right.
And I went for that, and then I discovered I just really loved it. I love painting outside in the winter. I love the winter scene. I find it a challenge to find the color. Now, sometimes the color can be beautiful, the sunrises, the sunsets, how the light plays across the snow. And then there's the days where there's the heavy cloud cover, and so it's a little more challenging for me to find that spark of beauty that I want to portray. And I also just love hanging out with the artists. I've gotten, you know, there's the core group, and so we've all gotten to know each other pretty well, and it's fun to meet the new people and get them introduced to painting outside in the winter if they've never done that before. I think some of the new ones coming this year have not actually painted outside in the winter, so it'll be a good year for that because it's not so cold.
Boy, it sounds like fun in that old camp sense of, you know, the newbies show up and they're, you know, overpacked, maybe underdressed. This is really exciting. We're talking with Michelle Wegler and Neil Sherman, and both accomplished plein air painters. The Winter Plein Air, an annual painting retreat at YMCA's Camp Minojin, is back starting this Sunday. And it looks like a mild year this year, Neil. Has there been some ups and downs in the temperature extremes?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, we've had everything from last year. As some of you might remember, the weather last year,
vortex.
Yes, yeah, and last year, I'm convinced last year our event has been the coldest plein air event in the world.
Ooh, a record set.
Because the high. Okay, we got there on Sunday, and I don't remember the temperature. I think the temperature reached like -1. That was the high on Sunday. And the rest of the week, the high temperature was -17.
Yeah.
That was for the whole week. Nobody's car started at the end of the week, or a couple people did. The Minojin maintenance guy was running around with battery packs and just jumping cars left and right.
Sure.
So, yeah, but we've had everything from so wicked cold, like last year, that's probably the coldest ever, to like rain. And this week it's going to be mild again, too. It doesn't sound like it's going to be quite as mild as along the shore, but, you know, upper 20s for sure, so.
Got to have its challenges then. It's for I saw the packing list. Looks good.
Yeah.
A blanket or a carpet or foam, that's a smart choice. Why do you bring a piece of carpet, Michelle?
To add an extra layer of insulation between my boots and the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Because your feet are one of the first things that get cold. And, you know, once you're cold, it's really time to go back in. And nobody wants to go in.
Yeah, feet and hands, though, and you're painting with your hands. How do you protect your fingers and keep them nimble?
Well, I paint with pastels, which are compressed sticks of pigment. So the same pigments that are used in oil paint or watercolor paint, but it's a dry medium in these sticks. And I have to actually hold them in my bare fingers. So I've set up a system where I wear thin gloves inside of mittens that have a flap on them. And then I put one of the little chemical heating packs into the flap. So I paint until my fingers get cold, and then I flip the flip of the mitten down and warm up the fingers of that hand and switch and use my left hand to do some work while my right hand warms up, and then I go back to my right hand since my right hand's warmed up.
Michelle, describe what like what a piece of pastel looks like that you're holding.
It looks like chalk.
Like how big is it?
I carry a box with pieces of pastel that have been broken in half. So each piece is maybe an inch and a half long and three quarters of an inch to a half an inch wide.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today, and I don't think the full realization or appreciation for the different dexterity like pastel artists have to have, particularly in the wintertime when you're working with a little stubby piece of pigment versus a painter. Where I can, you know, I'm using a brush, so I have a big chopper mitten that I can just jam my whole thing, all my whole hand inside the mitten, and the hand doesn't have to leave the mitten at all. I poke a hole in top of the mitten for the brush to slide in. So I throw in a heat pack or whatever, and then my hands stay toasty. But pastel artists have to, the only real way to do it efficiently is to not have any gloves or anything on, so it's Michelle gets another badge for barehandedness.
more nar points
or nudge points. And the thing with the pastel sticks, they're very dense, and so they really hold the cold, so whatever the air temperature is, that's what the temperature of the stick is. And like last year was a real challenge. I think 20 minutes was the longest I could actually stay out at a time. And then I'd have to go in and go back out later, but still went out.
Winter plein air, painting the winter landscape, more than just white. I looked at some of these paintings. They're beautiful. The colors, the shadows, the trees. Like, what is your favorite palette of colors to use in the winter?
Well, my palette of colors is pretty standard throughout the year. And I carry, so obviously I have white on my palette for wintertime. And then my other colors are pretty much, to put it simply, kind of rainbow colors. So like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and kind of subtle varieties between there. So it's a little bit of a prismatic palette, I guess, is what it's called.
I should ask you too, Neil, do you paint in oil?
Yes, I oil paint.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Michelle? What are some of your favorite colors to bring?
Well, I work in pastels, and pastels are different than paint in that you don't mix the color that you want. The color is in the stick, so you have to have the stick of the color you want. So I carry my sticks in these specially designed wooden boxes, and I have four of those boxes, and each box contains a range of colors that seem most suitable for the different seasons. So I have a different box for each season. And so I have my winter box has a lot of muted colors for overcast days, and then I throw in some brighter colors for the sunny days, and it's heavy on the off-whites and blues and dark greens. Mm-hmm. I try to paint my snow without using white, which makes the whole scene more comfortable, I think, to look at without the...
Do you just use the white space of the canvas?
I usually use a colored paper.
Oh.
And so usually the entire surface of the paper is colored, except for a few places. Like if I do, if I color my paper, I do an underpainting, and maybe an orange or a blue, depending on the mood of the scene I'm going to portray. And then I leave little spots where it kind of peeks through the pigment, but doesn't become an actual object in the scene.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Technique. Better you than me.
And then I can layer the pigment over each other to vary the color, because it doesn't matter how many sticks I have in my box. You know, our eyes see, 200,000 different colors, and I have maybe 300 colors in my box, and so I have to layer the colors to vary it a little bit to make you think you're seeing all the colors that might be in the scene. Sort of like magic.
That's the power of painting in the wilderness in the wintertime. It is magic.
It's magic.
Magic at Camp Minosian. We've got Michelle Wegler on the line and Neil Sherman in the studio talking all about the upcoming winter plein air. Kicks off on Sunday, goes till Friday the 31st. And then that night, Friday night, is the public reception and opening downtown at the Johnson Heritage Post Art Gallery. Looks like 5 to 7 next Friday.
Yep.
You guys will be all back in civilization and displaying your works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what people can do in a week's time, 4 days' time, and the scenes that they find. One of the interesting things and challenging things for me is, so we've been going back to the same location for 11 years now. It'll be 11 years. And you can imagine, like, a lot of the scenery is very similar. So every year it gets a little bit more of a challenge to find something new and fresh. And so that's what I appreciate about other people, seeing other people's artwork, is they, what, you know, what things they're picking up on out there. And in their 11th year that, you know, I've never seen or never even considered painting before. So it's a great way to grow as an artist, is just to, you know, look at things differently and look at the same things differently in hopes of finding fresh painting.
That's,
and I think one of the things that I like is that there's an exhibit at the end on Friday with the paintings that we've done during the week, but it's not a competition. So I find that I'm able to do more experimental things during the week, you know, things that I would never even consider trying during a competition, because, you know, you have to put in your best work in the competition, and you don't know what's going to happen if you're doing some experimenting. So, but in this exhibit, you know, I can put it all up, whether it, you know, turned out the way I wanted it to turn out, because it's just be interesting for people to see, you know, what happened this week with these painters out here in the wilderness in the winter. You know, this is what you can do.
So
I do have my favorite motifs, you know, my favorite points and islands and trees and scenes that I like to do. And like Neil said, you know, making it unique each time is part of the fun.
It'll be interesting. Well, it's always interesting, but it'll be the more interesting thing about this display versus maybe the fall plein air event is there's less artists, and so you get to see a broader range of their work from the week. Whereas, you know, in the fall time when there's 80 painters here, everyone gets to put in 4 pieces, and they maybe painted 12 paintings during the whole week. But with a small group of 20, I mean, everyone could put in, you know, 6 or 7, 8 paintings, I suppose. I don't know if there's a limit. I don't know. But my point is you get to see a wider range of people's work from the week versus just a couple of their highlights. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to ask you back to that idea of the location and maybe seeing the same scene every year. Does that talk to you when you're out scoping a location? How do you know it's the one? Neil?
Oftentimes it just kind of hits you over the head, like, oh, that's really cool. That's how it is for me. Like, if I'm zipping past something and maybe the light hits it just right, you go, oh, that's really interesting. Okay. That's really cool.
So it just hits you.
Yeah. Other times it takes a little effort. So one of the projects that I've been doing year to year is they have a boathouse where in the summertime they build wood strip canoes, cedar strip canoes, canvas canoes. And it's always open, not open, but it's, you know, it's accessible in the wintertime, and all the canoes are stored in there. And it's always interesting. Every year I try to challenge myself to go to that spot and find a painting. So one year I lit it up with a light at night, and that turned out to be a really cool painting. And a couple of years there's an old chair in there that I sort of focused on. So yeah. So sometimes it hits you over the head. Sometimes you just got to study it and compose something.
Yeah. How about you, Michelle? Anything for your technique in scouting location?
Pretty much like what Neil said. And I was just at an artist lecture the other night, and how he described it is seeing with the heart. And so when something touches you and you have to pay attention to that, it's like, okay, what is it that touched me about that scene? So sometimes trying to figure that out helps to find something different. There's always, you know, you look out at Lake Superior every day. Do you ever get tired of it? No.
It's never the same scene.
It's never the same. And so that's the same thing with the winter scenes. It's never the same. You know, there's more snow, less snow. The sun is out. The clouds are out. You know, there's different people, you know, with all the artists there. you know, there's dogs and dog sledding and fishermen and hikers and, you know, there's people that add to it, you know, the different time of day. And then sometimes, if we're really feeling ambitious, we go out and do night paints. We either set something up, like one year Neil was our model. There was somebody had set up a white tent out on the white snow, and Neil sat inside the tent at night with a lantern, and we painted him. Or sometimes we'll paint during the sauna. The sauna happens at night, and so the staff has a fire going out on the ice next to the hole in the ice that we jump into. So sometimes I don't do the jump in the hole, the ice part. I do the stand on the side and paint the scene at night.
I think this year, because it's your 11th year in a row, you have to do the jump in the hole.
That would have been good for number 10.
Yeah, I remembered my swimsuit. It's already put with my stuff, so I'll have that with me. Yeah, one year I forgot my swimsuit.
All right, winter plein air is almost upon us, starting this Sunday. A gathering of artists at Camp Minojin on Bearskin Lake on the edge of the Boundary Waters will be out and about painting for the week. Could folks stop by and witness this if they were so inclined?
Yeah, they probably could. It's a little bit of you have to trek across the lake from the Minojin parking lot to get over to the camp, and then, you know, people just be kind of sprinkled around the camp area. But
it could be an alert to the locals that something's going on out there.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
Well, I think the Bear Grease has a stopover at Trail Center again.
Yeah.
While we're there.
I don't know what time they're supposed to be rolling
through. So if somebody's driving up there to watch for the dogs, we're just down the street.
Nice.
Across the lake.
Enjoying the winter wonderland. Thank you, Michelle Wegler.
They are.
Thank you, Neil Sherman.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Dave.
Special opening next Friday. A week from tonight, down at Johnson Heritage Post, 5 to 7 p.m., the public reception displaying the works from this year's winter plein air. Best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.